Decades author, musician, singer Al Cole, from a CBS radio background, now host of the syndicated talk show People of Distinction, celebrity interviews giving high-level public figures the chance to talk about their very special human feelings, too. Because celebrities are human beings, people, and we are all people of distinction. And when given the chance, we will all speak openly about the very reason for our birth, the energy and dedication of what we call love. Hey, I'm also the author of the exciting new book, The Spirit of Romance. Hey, at last a book that defines romance as the loving relationship that we all enter into with life itself. Woo there, men-women relationships in the backdrop of beautiful universal energy too. Happy to say that my book, The Spirit of Romance, is now available on Amazon and Kindle, and I'd like to thank all of my alcoholics who have bought it and also benefited from it too. That's The Spirit of Romance by Al Cole, now available on Amazon and Kindle. Thousands and thousands of women, guys too, listen to my talk shows, People of Distinction, every week, and they contact me with their questions, reflections, and comments at alcoholic@gmail.com. You heard me right there. That's alcoholic@gmail.com. So without any further ado, hey, we get into it.
Hey, it's syndicated radio talk show host, author, singer, Al Cole, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. I come from CBS Radio. My shows are nationally syndicated, and I've helped to pave the way to treating women, guys, too, with the dignity that they deserve with my new book. It's called The Spirit of Romance. Hey, now what do we mean by romance? Well, a lot of it is in the subtitle here. You know, subtitles these days, they last forever. They're much longer than the book titles. Mine is a little bit longer. The loving relationship that we all enter into with life itself. Now, get that. You know, if we use that prescription, entering into a beautiful relationship with life itself, especially a loving relationship, now guess what? We're all born romantics. And I mean that. You know, literally, we're born romantics. And because love and relationships are integral to romance. It's not just the finery of romance where, you know, we say, okay, first date, yeah, bottle of white wine, boy, we're getting along great. And, you know, all of the stuff that we do with the fireplace, candlelight, oh, that's romance. But boy, sometimes that doesn't last. Sometimes when we really start getting to know each other, we say, whoa, you weren't telling me something then, or, you know, gee, you didn't seem this way. Sometimes it could be a pleasant surprise. Hey, there's more to you than I even thought. I wanted to give you a chance, and boy, you're coming through with flying colors. But see, we can have a beautiful romantic relationship with ourselves, and we don't even have to be kinky about it. Now, this is something that could be kind of even revolutionary. And it starts when we come out of that womb and we say, wow, I'm here, I made it, I'm born. See, the greatest gift of all, people, is to be born at all. Yeah, to be alive. You're alive, you're saying to yourself, hey, you know, I am so blessed because maybe I could have been standing on the sidelines waiting to be born for eons. And I don't really know how you could do that, because if you ain't born, you know, don't have a consciousness, we're presuming, so you wouldn't even know it. But guess what? Let's say that you knew it, and you're saying, when am I going to be born? When am I going to be born? All of a sudden, bam, somebody taps you on the shoulder, all right, your turn, you're born, you're next. What a great ecstasy that is, the biggest ecstasy ever. I'm here, I'm alive. Now, point is this, people, we can have that ecstasy anytime. We can now kind of like reinvent the wheel that we never even knew that was motivating us, and that is love. Because if you really cherish just being alive, that is love right there, and that beautiful ecstasy of saying, wow, I'm here. And when we recharge the batteries, and periodically take some alone time to get to that point where we figure out the reason for our birth, which really is to love life and to love the people around us. and to share that. Now we're energizing that, and like any other energy, boy, we can transmit that outward to space and time, and we can have a blast. That is the biggest turn on of romance, yeah, by far. And everything else, you know, comes under that too. Now the families and people getting together, having kids and having a beautiful life that way, it begins and ends with you and your beautiful consciousness. And that's what we talk about on People of Distinction with Al Cole, especially when we have the great guests that that we have. And we've got another one coming up here. Her name is Shala Mata. Now, that's an exotic name. I can tell she's a born romantic right from the start. She follows suit with a guy that was on a few weeks ago who caused quite a stir. And all right, so he's got an exotic name too. Denny Hestand. And he's the CEO of The Human Experience. Talked all about master energy and healing, everything. And has a great cream product, skin product called The Cream. Now, Shala is the co-owner of The Human Experience, and she's also the CFO over there, the chief financial officer. So, you know, we're going to be talking it up in many, many different ways. We're going to be talking about The Human Experience, and we'll be talking, hey, maybe a little finance too. I like to mix it up on People of Distinction, and we talk about everything that's relevant here. And I will say, with The Human Experience. Now, what is the human experience, people? This goes out to you, my listening audience. What is the human experience? Well, probably a lot about what I talked about. You know, it can come down to love in the end. But guess what? All right, so on planet Earth that we reside on, I'm going to be honest with you. Not that I'm not honest with you anyway, but I'm going to be honester. Okay. Put that together that way. It's not just about love here. Unfortunately, it's about love and fear. Not even love and hate. Love and fear. You know, the opposite, we could say the opposite of love is fear, where it blocks out some of our light. And, yeah, we're a little bit in the dark as to who we are, what we are, where we're going, all that stuff. And then we don't really form the loving relationships that we should because, you know, we're always too much trying to put our best foot forward. We're afraid of having people know what we consider to be the truth about us. And all too often, that truth is not very complimentary to who we are. The fear of rejection is the biggest fear. And sometimes the fear of rejection is the fear of our physicality, the way that we look. Yeah. And so that way, you know, we dress ourselves up in a certain way. We try to, you know, use cosmetics. But there ain't nothing better to make you look really great and overcome that fear of rejection than the cream. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about that, too. That's a big part of the human experience with Shala and also Denny, the co-owners of the human experience. And they've masterminded a way to get you over that hump of fear of who you are, how you look, all of that stuff, so you can really get into that love energy sphere. And that's where we're going here on People of Distinction with Al Cole. And if you want to go there too, there's an easy way online. I want you to run to this website, thecream.com, and check out everything here. That's www.thecream, and cream is C-R-E-A-M. com. Welcome, Shala, to People of Distinction with Al Cole. Really a pleasure to have you on today. How are you, Shala?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to be on with you, Al. And I just wanted to say I loved the description of your new book and couldn't agree more with the energy way that you described love. And that truly is what the human experience really is. It's about tapping into that and feeling good about yourself.
Hey, absolutely. You got it. And we're soulmates. We're kindred. So we're going to have a great show, and our listeners are going to be the beneficiaries of that. Let's start out, even before we get to the human experience and all of the great work that you're doing with the creams that you offer, Let's talk a little bit about Charlotte first. Introduce yourself to my listening audience. Tell us a little bit about your roots, where you're from, and certain things that indicate your directions right from when you were a kid. Tell us a little bit about that. Yeah, take a couple of minutes and fill us in a little bit about you, and then we'll, of course, talk about the human experience.
I'm happy to. Well, I was born in 1957 on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, which is on the west coast of Canada, to a French-Canadian father and a very British-English mother, and a lovely part of Vancouver Island that was very natural, and, we grew our own food and all of that. And as a young child, I had this ability to sort of intuit and see energy. And I didn't understand that other people and other kids I was playing with didn't see the same things. So I sort of had this almost like imaginary life as a child that I had these friends or guides or angels or however you want to describe them, a part of my life. And as I started getting a bit older and started talking about them, I realized that, maybe not everybody does this. And so I kind of shut it down a little bit until I was about 18 years old when my father passed away. And his death was a big, believe it or not, was a big opening into me understanding that there's more to us than just this physical body, that we have a soul, and that there's congruent forms of energy that make up part of this physical body and the other bodies that surround us. And that was sort of the impetus to step me into a spiritual journey of questioning and learning and reading tons of books and taking lots of workshops. And at that time, I realized that I also had an inherent gift, as I think all of us do, to be able to facilitate energy for others, if that's your choice. And so I studied that for several years, but I also had this brain that loves numbers and science. So professionally, I was always in accounting, doing accounting work, and then I had this other side of me that was interested in energy and what is the unseen and sort of beyond. So I had, if you think of me walking a straight line, I had one foot planted firmly in this 3D reality, numbers, accounting, spreadsheets, and then the other foot in the bigger realm of the unseen and how we create our reality. And so going forward, I lived my life. And then towards my mid-40s, I made some diet changes and was a vegetarian for years and then a vegan. And as I was doing that, I sort of mined my body of the good things that it needs for health. And I was sort of at a crunch period. I was in my late 40s, and I was reading and trying to sort of get my health back. I was applying a lot of the techniques that I knew that I had used on others. I had a small practice where I would work with in clinic with some clients. And I had bought a book about 5 years before, and the book was written by Mr. Denis Hiestand, and the name of the book was Electrical Nutrition. And the title grabbed me. At the time that I bought the book, I was a fervent vegetarian. And I think it's chapter 3 or 4 of the book where he talks about the perils of vegetarianism. And I remember distinctly getting to that chapter, earmarking it. You know how you turn the corner down on the page, and I didn't go any further. So now flash forward a few years, and I'm sort of in a bit of a health crisis. I'm moving into perimenopause, and hormones are all over the place, and I was bordering on some burnout and had some very early stage breast cancer cells starting to show up. And literally one night at 3 in the morning, I got woke up by my guides and said, "Hey, do you remember that book that you bought a few years ago on your bookshelf?" So I got up and went into my lounge, and I remember it was on the very top shelf of a bookshelf, and there was like almost like a little light or a lightning bolt above it, and I took the book down and went back to bed. And as I was looking at the cover, I remembered the book, and I remembered buying it, and I thought, oh, yeah, I remember this, but I didn't remember why I didn't finish reading it. So I sat in bed at 3 in the morning and started reading it, and I got to the same chapter, and I could see where I had earmarked down that chapter. And this time I read it, and I read the entire book in about 3.5-4 hours. And I remember thinking, at the time that I initially read that and started to read that chapter and earmarked it, I thought that Denis Hystan was completely out of his tree, because he was talking about the perils of vegetarianism. And here I was now experiencing those perils 8 or 9 years later. And I read the whole book, and I went, well, the one that was not quite with it was me, not him. So that started me thinking about what I was doing to my body, and the belief that I had in what I was doing was so strong that I was not listening to what my body was trying to tell me, because I was craving meat. The people upstairs were Italian, and they were constantly grilling and cooking, and I would salivate when I would smell meat cooking, but I was so fervent in my belief that what I was doing was right, that I was actually causing myself great harm. So that was another impetus where I went, okay, I'm going to have to make a choice. And I made the choice to start eating healthy fats and good bioavailable protein, turned my health issue around. And at the same time, I was, you know, I had a girlfriend that had a really beautiful health food store in Victoria. And there's all these synchronicities in our life, that human experience, as you mentioned. And one of the synchronicities is I had attempted to get a hold of Denis Hystan and his wife regarding the book, and to see if I could get more information, because it had been published quite some time by the time I finally read it. And unbeknownst to me, while I was away out of the country, these two had dropped into this same health food store because they had just developed a very early generation of a skincare product that had colostrum in it. So my girlfriend said, oh, you read this book? And I said, yes. I said, I'd really like you to carry it. It's really helped me. She goes, well, you're not going to believe this, but he was just in here literally 2 weeks ago, and he's got this product. So I picked up this bottle, and I could feel the energy, as if it was a lightning storm right beside me. And I intuitively knew that that's what I needed to put on my breast, because I was having some early breast cancer issues. So I changed my diet, and I started using this cream, and then my girlfriend said, by the way, he's coming up to Victoria to give a presentation in a few months. So I made sure I was at that presentation, and I was introduced, and we clicked in terms of how we understood energy, and I told him what I had done, and that basically formed a friendship that turned into a business relationship where we decided that giving people an option and an understanding of how the body works and how you can create health just from simple things, and what you talked about, Al, about energy and about your thoughts, and you create your reality, and if you're based in love and if you love your life, then that positive energy pervades the very cells in our body. So long story short, that stepped me into determining that I needed to be a part of this company, mm-hmm. and Denis and I have been working together as business partners ever since, we developed further to bring the cream into what it is today.
Yeah,
but
we love it.
But he had a huge impact on me in terms of waking me up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know, what you're talking about is waking up all of our human family here, all of humanity, with the great product. And see, you're in a position where not only with the human experience, but things that precede that with your life, that you understand how the body can react so positively to certain elements and energy, basically, and particularly collagen. And we're going to talk about that. Now, get that one on your screen, people. I'm talking to you, my listening audience, right now.
It's colostrum.
Colostrum. Okay.
Colostrum. Collagen is important, too, but colostrum is the main ingredient in all of our products. And just a little bit of
before you go into it, now, let me just
Okay, so colostrum. Now, let me ask you, so that we'll be pinpoint with our listeners here, what is the difference here? And I know you're going to answer it, but I want to phrase it in a way that my listeners really get it. Colostrum. Specifically, what is that? Is that related in any way to the other element?
Actually, everything is related if we want to look at it from that position. But mm-hmm. colostrum is the first milk from every mammal. It's produced by every mammal on this planet when they give birth. So for the first 72 hours of life, whether you're a human baby, a baby elephant, a baby tiger, it doesn't matter. The mama produces colostrum. And colostrum is one of it's one of those God-created things. And in a newborn, when you think about it, you've been living off your mama for 9 months if you're human, and pretty much all of the other gestations. And when you are, you know, now taking your first breath, and you are now suckling on the breast of your mother, the first milk you get is colostrum, which really isn't a milk, but it's considered that. And colostrum is one of the ingredients to life. It turns on all those trillions of cells in that newborn. It activates all the systems. It electrically turns on all the switches. And colostrum can, you know, even if for some reason you as a mother don't produce colostrum, you can use another mammal's colostrum and still have the same effect. It's one of those congruent, electrically bioavailable things that is just a gift on this planet.
Absolutely. Now, does every one of your products have colostrum in it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, give us an idea, how many different types of skincare products do you offer with the human experience?
We have 11 SKUs now, 11 different products. Now, just a bit of history. Denis, who you did interview a few weeks back, he was a New Zealand dairy farmer. That was the beginning of his early stage of life. So he grew up on a New Zealand dairy farm, and New Zealand is one of those clean, green, beautiful places where everything is natural. They don't use pesticides and things of that nature. So in his family, colostrum was like the go-to if you ever had an owie, if you had a scratch or a bump or a bee sting or a cut or whatever. You know, your mom just would slap colostrum on it. And he grew up knowing the power of it. And then when he became a farmer, a dairy farmer himself, then he became more in tune and aware of just what it actually was doing. So, I mean, I didn't know really about colostrum until I met him and was introduced to the first generation of product that he was working on. And that's when I started to understand, wow, this is something that is a gift from God, if you want to use that terminology, that all of us hopefully have had an opportunity to receive at the time of our birth.
Well, this is eye-opening stuff here. And you want to open your eyes, people, to it. Go to thecream.com. That's www.thecream.com. And people of distinction with Al Cole, we're speaking with Shala Mata, who is the co-owner and CFO of The Human Experience, and they offer some of the greatest skincare products that are available in today's market, and they all have colostrum in it.
Colostrum.
You know, I got to get used.
Colostrum is the main
ingredient. Of course, I know colostrum, but see now. Got to get used to saying that instead of collagen.
Well, collagen is really important for the skin, but here's what happens. When the skin is being fed ingredients or nutrients that it can recognize as food and not chemicals, then it naturally produces collagen and all of those other natural occurring things in the body that give the skin a beautiful, healthy appearance. So the whole premise with Denis and wanting to create something healthy was, number one, using colostrum, and second of all, that each ingredient would be a food in and of itself, not a chemical, and that there would be a synchronicity or a thread of energy that ran between each ingredient so that there was a harmony. He often refers to it as a tune or a song, and he'll use the description, Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's got 8 or 9 notes in it or whatever it is, and if you play those notes, you recognize the tune. If you use those same notes but sort of mix them up a bit and then play it, it doesn't sound like Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it's not recognizable. So in his infinite wisdom and ability to intuit energy and understand how molecules can cohere and become congruent and the synchronicities of each ingredient, he was able to use not only foods and very natural ingredients, but then find a way to put them together so that the song or the tune is recognized by the body. So I think I'm repeating what he said. As you know, the skin is our biggest organ, and whatever we put on our skin goes through those dermal layers into the blood. So it was very imperative that what he as the formulator had in his mind and what was his intention was whatever he created would not cause harm to those cells. So the very premise of our products is, yes, colostrum is the number one ingredient. The other ingredients create a harmony with each other, and the products are designed to move through the dermal layer into the skin cell. Now, here's what happens a lot of times when we've used, unbeknownst to us, when we've used products that have had chemicals or parabens or preservatives or mineral oils of that nature, and we've put them on our skin, the cell goes, hold on, I can't quite recognize this. I don't think the blood's going to want this. I'll just store it so that the blood can remain the way it needs to be. But over time, those cells can get too full. And in many cases, the use of skincare has been the cause of a lot of breast lumps. For women, we store those excess caustic, toxic elements in our breasts, that soft tissue. So over time, if you've got too much going on there, those cells can become too full. So you want to detox those cells with something that's healthy. So the cream is designed to move through the dermal layer and feed those cells. And when the cell starts receiving a formulation that is a tune or a song that it could recognize, and then it's a food for it, it'll start to slough off or detoxify itself, push back up through the skin whatever it's been holding that it knew wasn't part of what the body could utilize, and those cells then start to return to the homeostasis of what they're designed to do. And that is what gives you healthy, beautiful skin. The biggest question we had was, what is beautiful skin? And the only answer Denny could come up with, and all of us agreed, was beautiful skin is healthy skin. Whether you're 20 or 60 or 85, it doesn't matter. Beautiful skin is healthy skin, and healthy skin means healthy cells.
You know, it really does. And I'm in your website right now.
Great.
Thecream.com. And we want to talk it up here about the different individual products that
right.
we haven't really mentioned. Now, give me a second here. I'm going to put it this way to my listeners. All right, and my listeners are going to grab onto this. Nothing sells like success. All right, we've heard that.
Right.
And now I'm going to mention a name here. This is you, my listening audience that I'm talking to right now. She's a great PR person. Publicist out in the Los Angeles area who I know very well. Her name is Adrienne Papp. And Adrienne introduced me both to Denis and to Shala. And Adrienne, I mean, you love what Shala's talking about. Well, Adrienne has used this product. And she told me that she actually looked 20 years younger overnight with this product. Now, see, the way I'm saying this right now to you, my listening audience, because even without having tried the product myself, Adrienne Papp is a beautiful woman, and she is somebody who is very, very careful about her skin, very solicitous about everything that she uses, and she just raves over this. Now, that build-up being said, Shala, I want you to address something very specifically here, if you can. What was the specific product under the human experience? Because you said that there's 11. I went to the website. I'm seeing a whole bunch of different products that Adrienne used to make her look, as she said, 20 years younger overnight.
Well, we sent her several. I know that she has used our face cream, which is our number one seller. It's the first product you'll see on our website. When we launched this company 4 years ago, we only had two products. We had a face cream for women and a men's cream for men. Now, the two of them are actually a unisex product. We have lots of women using the men cream, and we have lots of men using the face cream. The biggest difference is that the face cream has very little scent. In some of our early tests with consumer groups, women like to use something on their face that doesn't have a lot of scent, particularly if they're using perfume. So we didn't add a lot of essential oils to the face, but we have some beautiful vanilla orange scent in the men. The colostrum, level of colostrum and all the other beautiful actives are the same in those two. So for the first year and a half, those were our two products that we launched with. So Adrienne has used the face cream. She's used our hand cream and our body cream. And she's also used, I believe, our repair cream. But when we had those first two products, we received so much wonderful feedback from happy customers and from people that were finding that they were using it not just on their face, they were using it on their elbow or they were using it on their knee. And we kept getting requests for products that were more target specific. So over the last 4 years, Denis has been working diligently to utilize that same company understanding that everything we create will be natural, no chemicals, no preservatives, colostrum will be the main ingredient, 0% bull is what you'll see on our packaging, and that it would be healthy and add to whatever part of your body you're using. So we now have 11 products all in total. They're all for the body. We have two body different products. One's an oil, one's a cream. For the face, we have the face cream. The other is a facial serum, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. And most of them just have varying degrees of some actives that are more in percentage than others, depending on the target area that Denis was trying to facilitate.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Because that's my job here. But you're going to find it a nice spot to be in. Of course, Adrienne was so excited about this and said, Al, it made me look 20 years younger overnight. Mm-hmm. I believe that this is a great product with everything that you put together with the human experience. But was that a little bit of an overstatement?
Truthfully, there is a lot of amazing testimonials right on the website from happy users. Now, I can tell you my personal experience.
Yeah.
So I lived on Vancouver Island all of my life, which is sea level. It's ocean, right? It's an island. And then when we decided to launch this company, the company is in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is the antithesis of where I grew up. It is high desert. It's ever so hot. It's very dry. And all of my life, I was blessed by my mother's English skin, but I had a tendency to be dry even when I lived up in Canada. So when I first moved here, even though I was feeding my body well and looking after myself, I did feel that my skin was requiring more nutrition or hydration than what I was used to giving it. And Denis said, okay, right, I'm almost 60, so this was like 5 years ago or whatever it was, and so I was in my mid-50s. Well, there's a lot of us women that have gone through menopause, had some hormonal changes, and our skin does change at that point of our life. So he wanted to bring out something that would give women a little bit deeper hydration. And we did that. It's called the facial serum. It's not a cream. It's a concentrated serum of some very beautiful oils, and it has colostrum oil in it. And so when we were in pre-production, we had several samples, and I had only been here a few months. This was in 2013, and I was so dry and trying to adapt to this new place. He asked me, well, why don't you be one of the test subjects for the first 30 days. So I stopped using all of the other products of our line that I had been using daily, and I just used the facial serum morning and night. And within a week, my skin was starting to look like it did when I was in my 30s before I'd gone through some of this health stuff and hormones and moving and all of that. So I can say from my personal experience that my skin has never been better since that period of time. So did it make me look 20 years younger? I don't know, but I'm almost 60, and people rarely guess my age. That's all I can tell you.
I love it. I love it. Hey, this is what we talk about. I'm people of distinction. We're all forever young here when we think
and
of
think
it
also,
through energy. And
right.
I want you to run to this website, people, thecream.com, and order this beautiful selection of colostrum-based products for your skin. You love that. www.thecream.com. We've got a few minutes left in the show. Shala, I want to take it out with a couple of things. A little equal time for the guys, too, with that face cream. I'm going to try that. Of course, I'm a guy. Now, does it work just as well with guys as it does with women?
Yes, it does. Now, here's the thing with men. They're not used to really paying attention to their face in terms of washing. What do you guys do? You have a shower, you shave, and then you start your day. But your skin and your skin cells are no different than anybody else's. They can have a buildup of toxic elements in them. They can become dry. And as men age, just as women do, your skin requires deeper hydration as well. So we always say to men that want to take that big step and start looking after their skin, because a lot of men feel that that's something that they don't need to do, what you would do is in the morning after your shower, or if you've shaved while your skin is still a bit damp, you would take two or three pumps of the men cream and just put a light layer all over your skin. Now, you don't need to rub it in really, really hard, because it will absorb naturally. And always make sure that you do a little bit around your neck as well, because that's where men can get a bit crepey, just like us women. And that's about all you need to do. And a lot of men will do it twice a day, and some just do it once a day. But at least once a day, you're going to be feeding your skin and giving it some nutrients. And you'll find over time, everybody's a little bit different, that you will have softer, less dry or parched skin after your shower, because now those cells are operating the way they're supposed to.
And I want to ask you something else here. With the application of it. Now, this is important, because sometimes we can misapply a great face cream and a great cream generally. You can misapply it different areas of our body. Should we apply it with upward strokes and very easy upward strokes, very light upward strokes, or should we, round it out, smooth it out, and pat it in? What's the proper way to do
that? I know that there is a lot of theories out there. The biggest thing when you are applying, particularly our products, they're all very concentrated. And so you want to start with a clean face, damp. You've just washed your skin and you've rinsed it with fresh water and your skin is damp. Now, when I say pumps, the 11 products that we have all have colostrum in them, and a lot of them are in airless pumps because they are alive. That formula is alive. It's biologically alive. So we don't want air to get into it, because air could cause it to degenerate. So one or two pumps, and, truthfully, I don't worry about whether I'm rubbing up or rubbing down. I just gently rub the cream, whether it's the serum or whatever, onto my skin and let it absorb. And the trick is that you want to be consistent and you want to do it every day and just let that feed those cells and let your skin become the best it can be for where you are in your life, whether you're 60 or 80 or 20, or it doesn't matter. Just understanding that the formulas are very concentrated, so you don't need to use a lot. And that's probably the biggest mistake that a lot of people do when they first start using our products, is because they're used to using, you know, great handfuls almost of other products, thinking that more is better. And in our case, because they're concentrated and it's actually a food for the skin, for those cells, less is better.
Yeah.
Less is better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that. This is great. And more is better with this one here. I want all of you to go to thecream.com and check out all of these great products. The more, the better, because that's
right. Going
to help out our human family. With everybody going to thecream.com, got to order these delicious, I'm going to say that, you know, delicious creams of products here for the face and the whole body here, skin cream. Now, just got a few minutes left in the show, and I'm going to take it out with some possibility thinking. I think we've talked about the product line to the point where people understand. They understand the exceptional products that you're putting together. On People of Distinction, we always end our show with possibility thinking because we come from a different area anyway. Mm-hmm. And so why not cap it off in this area? All right, I'm going to ask this, and you've probably never been asked this before, Shala. You might have been asked something like it, but I'm going to put it in a way that I think you're going to get it. And I want you to run with this. Now, if everybody in our human family were to experience now that beautiful human experience of beautiful skin and all the colostrum now that's maybe running through their body, and they have this holistic feeling about their body that it merges energetically with the nature around us. Now, I don't think I'm stretching it. I think we could get to that point. If we got to that point, and especially through the great products that the human experience manufactures and offers, what kind of world would that look like that it doesn't look like now? Could that make a big difference in our human society in general? Now, answer that one there.
Well, it's my belief, yes, and that's one of the thrusts of us creating these products and naming our company The Human Experience. Because when you feel really good about who you are and what you are and you're happy in your skin, and that can be taken in many, many forms of understanding, when you're happy, that you exude that. And we create our life. We create a reality by our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings and what we put out to the world, that law of attraction, if you will. And so if that's what you're putting out and you feel really good, that's what you're going to get back. And it just circles and circles and circles until we would have a much happier place.
Mm, absolutely.
Here.
And you know,
I do want to say to your listeners, if they go to our website, when they go to the homepage, you'll see a little pop-up box called Join Our Mailing List. And if you do that, you will automatically get a coupon code sent to you for receiving 10% off any of the products in your first order.
Whoa. Hey, that's something you can't refuse here, listeners. You got to run to that website. Again, thecream.com. And I'm going to cap off the show. What a great show and very, very informative about skincare. I'm going to cap it off this way with the extension of possibility thinking and what Shala was talking about with happiness. Do you realize, people, that if you ask 100 people, and those 100 people could be 100,000 or 100 million. What are the 5 biggest things that you care about in this world? Every single one of them, maybe 5 might be their job, but it's going to be 1 through 4 anyway, with things that relate to love.
Exactly.
And love relates to happiness. So, see, the first thing that we have, and I'm putting it this way, first thing that we have to love is ourselves. The first entity that we need to really love is ourselves. Now, it's a platitude that you can't love somebody else until you love yourself. I don't buy into that platitude because I don't buy into the fact that we understand love well enough to know if we love ourselves to begin with. So I'm different from a lot of other people, even though I talk about love. And in the final minute here, I'm going to say with love, part of loving yourself is not just figuring out, you know, the direction that you want to go in business-wise and you're happy and you're making a lot of money, not just figuring out mentally where you stand philosophically or maybe even religiously and, you know, highest aspect is spiritually, but also being able to touch yourself, people. Mm-hmm. Being able to say, wow, you are my lover. Now, I'm not being kinky about this, being realistic. How many of you out there, this goes out to my listening audience, and I know the response, even though you can't hear the response right now, but I know what the response. How many of you daily kiss your hand? I don't think too many people do. I do, and I've done it ever since I was a kid. And I did it maybe the first time by mistake. And it's not that I said, oh, boy, hey, ooh, I love this hand. But no. Kiss my hand, and the energy that we're talking about, that we talked about in the beginning of the show, and Shala, you know, explained her background, the energy started coming through. I kiss my hand, and the hand gets energized. The hand is saying, thank you. Thank you for thanking me. And, see, it's like it's not even a part of you anymore, that it is something that now comes to you and says, thank you for thanking me. And you are now the focus. Your hand, you focus on that, and then your hand helps you focus on the beauty, both within and without. And now that you've burgeoned all of this, that energy now goes through your beautiful body stream. The energy of your body, and all of those cells, hypothetically anyway, can be refreshed. They can be renewed. And instead of, they're being renewed every 7 years, as we've been told, regenerated, now maybe they can be regenerated, at lightning speed, which, you know, in our case might be yearly. We can look younger that way by honoring our body and parts of our body in our face, looking in the mirror. Done that ever since I was a kid. Not because, you know, I want to be so big and bad. It's because you focus on the eyes, maybe. You focus on something, even those little skin cells, and you say, aren't I blessed to be a part of it? So when we care about our skin that way, when we care about our body, and that builds to a beautiful light form, if we want to put it that way, of energy that bursts into love, happiness, and everything else that we really want starts with you, people. And that is the other message that we get out to our People of Distinction listeners about great skincare. If you like it, run to this website, thecream.com, and it's going to help you with that beautiful human experience that you have both inwardly and outwardly. Thank you so much, Shala, for being my special guest here today on People of Distinction with Al Cole. And it's really great learning about your skin products. Thank you so much, Shala.
Thank you again. I'm very happy to have had this opportunity. And if anybody has any questions when they go to the website, you can contact us, and I'm the one that answers. So I'd be happy to talk to anybody that's got any questions.
So until next time, people, wish you peace, awareness, romance, and mostly love.